Hi, this is Joanna Martin from Secrets of Selling from Stage. Thanks so much for investing in this Ultimate Confidence Pack. I'm sure you're going to find it incredibly useful. This pack has been put together for you as a budding speaker or a business owner who wants to bring speaking into your marketing mix to enable you to overcome what holds most people back when it comes to speaking, and that is fear. Really, when push comes to shove, the reason that most people don't begin speaking or don't want to use public speaking as a way of publicizing and promoting their business is because they're afraid. And there's nothing to be ashamed of, by the way. Most of us have at some time in our lives been afraid of speaking in public. It's not whether or not you're afraid, it's what you do about it that matters. So this CD here is the quick start guide, the introduction to the pack, to outline for you what's involved in the pack and how to best use it. First of all, before we get started on what's in the pack, let's talk a little bit about why this is important, why this information is important. Basically, you need to realize that in order to be able to make money speaking, which is ultimately what our business is all around, not just about speaking for the sake of getting a message out, but actually speaking for the purposes of promoting your business or becoming a speaker for the purposes of making money and being able to make a big difference in the world. When it comes to speaking to make money, it becomes essential to be able to overcome these fears and to 100% embody confidence. Now, you may be afraid of standing up and speaking in public. It might just be the thought of opening your mouth in front of more than one person that does your head in. Or you might already be a confident public speaker, but you might have fears around making sales from the stage. In my mind, there really is only one business model when it comes to speaking. You want to be able to do a presentation and always invite people to take action at the end. And the action that you usually will be asking people to take is to make a purchase of your product or service. That's what makes speaking such a smart tool. If you're just speaking for the sake of speaking, you know, there's a million other things that you could be doing to publicize things. But if you use speaking as a way to actually market, indeed close sales in your business, you'll find that it absolutely skyrockets the profits and skyrockets the results that you get in your business. So you may already be a great public speaker, but you go to pieces when it comes to actually asking for money from stage. I've seen that happen quite a bit. You know, people deliver a fantastic presentation and then they get to this point where they're starting to do their pitch. Whoa, and their knees start knocking, the gears start crunching and everything seems to go to pieces. So irrespective of what it is you're afraid of, whether that's actually the speaking in public or whether it's the making a sale, this pack is for you because it's dedicated and designed especially to help you overcome those fears. Now, a quick word on fears before we get in here. Fears aren't real. I mean, you may have heard the old adage that fear, actually, F-E-A-R, actually stands for false expectations appearing real. Well, that's kind of not far from the mark, you know. Your fears of speaking or your fears of selling from stage are only fears or anxieties because of your expectation that you're going to fail in some way or that there'll be a negative outcome of some description. And of course, that's not real. The future has not been painted yet. The future has not occurred. And it's equally as likely, if not more likely, that you'll have a great outcome than a bad outcome. So it truly isn't real. The past isn't real and the future isn't real. All that is real right now is the present. So the only thing you can impact is how you're feeling right now in the present as you think about the future. And you should be feeling confident and looking forward to being able to use this incredible strategy to grow your business. And the reason that I encourage people to use this is because I know nothing that can add more credibility to your business and more cash to your bank account quicker than learning how to speak and sell from stage. You know, I have to admit, guys, that this has really got to be the most profitable business skill I ever learnt. These days, you know, if we need a cash injection, all I know is I just have to find a room full of people and speak to them for 90 minutes and we can get a cash injection. So it really is a very quick way of adding cash to your bank account if done in the right way. Now, of course, we've got an entire mentoring program. We've got workshops and products and everything around helping you to do it in the right way. But this pack here is all about helping you to overcome your fears so that you can get started straight away. Basically, as I mentioned, this is CD number one. This is the fast start guide or the quick start guide, because the processes and the tools that are on CD two and three require a little bit of expectation before you get into them. So please make sure that you listen to this all the way through before starting on CD two or CD three. CD two is basically the fear release process. Now, in CD2, it's a 33-minute CD. You want to do that first before listening to CD3, which is the confidence builder. So please listen to CD2 all the way through first before moving on to CD3. Let's talk about each of those second CDs in turn, and I'll tell you a little bit more about what to expect. So CD2, the fear release process. Let's talk about that in a little bit more detail here, because what you'll probably find is if you were to just put that CD on right now, you'd think, what the? What's this all about? So there's probably a little bit of background that you need to know. The thing is, if you have fears or anxieties around speaking, or fears and anxieties around selling, indeed fears or anxieties around anything at all, what that is basically a negative emotion that you're feeling in response to thinking about doing something. So you think about going out on stage and, you know, your heart starts to race a little faster, your tummy starts to flutter, and you think, I couldn't do that, right? Now, the thing is, you can feel that way without actually doing it. It's just all happening in your imagination, isn't it? You can, for most people who have a fear of speaking or a fear of selling, you don't even need to be doing the thing to start feeling fearful about it. All you got to do is think about it. So all of this fear is really only happening in your imagination. Now, the interesting thing is the process that we use to overcome this fear, the process that we use to release this fear, stop the paralyzing fears, also only happens in the imagination. But the imagination is a pretty amazing thing. You know, it's said that Einstein came up with his theory of relativity just by imagining it. He wasn't a practical physicist. He wasn't doing experiments and things. He was just sitting in his patent office looking out the window imagining. So the power of imagination has the power to absolutely change the world. And it certainly has the power to change your world when you learn how to master your mind, master your emotional responses to things, to be able to go out and create things the way that you want to. So this process that I'm going to be sharing with you on CD2, the fear release process, is all about helping you to master your emotion and master your mind so that you can create the sort of presentation and the sort of results that you want. So just a word on negative emotions, or a word on fear especially. I mean, that's what we're focusing on here is fear. But all of our negative emotions happen in much the same way. Basically, if you have an overwhelming fear response to a certain trigger, it's not because that trigger in and of itself is terribly fear-inducing. Now, if that trigger, of course, was a lion standing in front of you about to eat you, it would make sense that you should respond with a fight or flight response because that lion might just kill you if you don't have a big adrenaline hit and run like crazy in the other direction. That would make sense. But the thing is, for most of us who have any fears around speaking, it's like we're responding to the thought of speaking to people in the same way that we respond to a threat on our lives. Now, of course, everyone knows that you don't actually die by standing in front of a room and speaking. You don't actually die if you ask people for money at the end of a presentation. These are just, very simple, straightforward things that most human beings ought to be able to do. It's not like it is actually something which will lead to your demise. However, oftentimes we respond to it as though it will. Now, there's a couple of reasons for that. What has usually happened to lead to these huge, overwhelming negative responses is that something has happened in the past which has caused us to link this big, overwhelming fear response with the stimulus. You've heard of Pavlov's dogs, right? Pavlov would sound the tuning fork and then he would feed the dogs. He'd sound the tuning fork, feed the dogs, sound the tuning fork, feed the dogs, and pretty soon all he'd have to do is sound the tuning fork and the dogs would salivate. It's like the tuning fork and the salivation got linked together in the dog's neurology. Now, it's much the same way sometimes when we're young, especially before the age of 7, in the period of time we call the imprint period. Sometimes negative things happen to us, or we learn feared responses to speaking in public. Now, you may or may not remember something consciously happening, right? For some of you, you might remember it very clearly. Perhaps you had to give a presentation in grade 1 and you were absolutely terrified and you wet your pants in front of the whole room. It's not uncommon. I've got a very close friend of mine who was very scared of public speaking because exactly that happened, and it was very embarrassing for her. And the two things, speaking and this fear, got linked together in her neurology, and there was nothing she could do to overcome it. The interesting thing is with fear, of course, that irrational or hyperacute fear, a phobia we could almost call it, sometimes that only needs to be learnt once. You know, if you think about people with fears of spiders or dogs or heights or whatever, it only has to happen once. And because the fear is so overwhelming, it gets so tightly linked in the neurology, in our neural makeup, that you can't even think about that stimulus without being scared. So that's the thing with fear. Sometimes it's an example of what we call one trial learning. Sometimes you only have to have the experience once, and that's enough to get it locked in your neurology as a terrifying thing every time you think about it in the future. But that's the key here, guys. It's that something happened in the past that caused you to feel this way. So my question for you right now is, where is your past? I mean, can you point to where your past is? You know, the past doesn't exist anywhere except for in your imagination, right? So the interesting thing about the past or about memories is that they only exist in our imagination. And oftentimes, have you ever had it where you've got a memory of something and then you talk to your brother or your sister or your mother or father or your daughter or son about it? You talk about this event and the two of you remember it quite differently. The same thing happened, but it's just the point of view that you experienced it from was different, so you remember it differently. I know I've had arguments with my sisters about things like this in the past, and they're just, you know, they're irreconcilable because they saw it from their point of view, I saw it from my point of view, and I would swear on the Bible, on my mother's life, that it happened this way. But, you know, it's been proven that even like in the legal system, eyewitness testimonies are not always very good. I don't know the statistics, but I know for a fact that they're just not good. So, interestingly, your fear exists only in the past. And it's when you remember your past in the present and then you try and make up your future based on that you have these overwhelming responses. But the interesting thing, of course, about emotional responses is that it's all just what you made something mean. It's all just what you made it mean in the past. Now, what do I mean by that? I'll give you an example. You will have heard of Gandhi, right? Gandhi, fantastic Gandhi, who was able to end imperial rule in India through non-violence. Incredible man, did an awful lot for his country. His whole journey started. He was a very intelligent and loyal young Indian living in South Africa, and he was catching a train. And he had a first class ticket on the train, but he was thrown out of first class because he was an Indian. He wasn't white. Now, he was thrown off the train, and sitting on the platform that night, he made a decision that he had to change the system, change the way that him and his fellow Indians and other people of color were treated in Africa. That was the decision he made about it. He gave that event, being thrown off the train, a very empowering meaning. Now, what we don't hear is the countless stories of other people of Indian descent or black Africans being treated in this way who would ascribe a different meaning. A different meaning like, it means that I'm a second-class citizen or I'm not good enough or what have you. In just the same way, you know, there are some people who are abused as children, who suffer terrible, terrible things at the hands of people who are closest to them. Now, some of those people grow up to think that they'll never amount to anything and that they're really, you know, have very low self-esteem and that they're not capable of anything. Others grow up to make that the exact reason to be hugely successful. Look at Oprah Winfrey. She was abused as a child, and now look at how successful and powerful she is and the positive impact she's making in so many thousands of people's lives, millions of people's lives. So this is the thing about the past. Whatever happened, happened. It's the meaning that you ascribe to it that is going to impact your life right now in this moment. And fear is exactly the same. Sure, some things may have happened to you in the past, and I'm not for a second suggesting that they are insignificant. But those things happened in the past. It's the meaning you ascribe to those things that cause you to feel a certain way about them and cause you to respond the way you do to certain situations in the present. So, here's the thing. If you think about speaking and it scares you at some level, you're not responding to speaking in the present. You're responding to speaking in the past. You're letting your past dictate your response in the present. In just the same way, if you have a fear around selling, it's not that you're scared that you're responding right now in the present situation. You're responding because of bad experiences you've had around sales in the past. So here's the thing. We store fear. We store, in fact, all of our negative emotions, but if we're talking about fear right now. We store fear in our mind in a very particular way. We store time in our mind in like a stream or a timeline, stream of time, whatever you want to call it, in a way which is fairly linear in nature. As human beings, we experience time in a very linear fashion. You know, yesterday was that direction, tomorrow's that direction. You get the idea. You know, you could probably point right now to whatever direction you could imagine the past to be. Oh, it's just imagining, right? It might be behind you, it might be to the left or the right. And you could also point to the direction that you think that the future is. It might be in front of you or to one side or the other or whatever. But we feel like time is linear. Now, in that linear representation of time that we tend to have as human beings, it's in that stream of time that we also store our emotions. You see, some emotions will happen in the present and then they'll fade away. Positive emotions will happen and they might fade away. Negative emotions will happen, doesn't bug us, it just fades away. But sometimes something happens, and it's especially negative emotions, and it happens and we can't let go of the emotion. It's like we focus on it and it gets anchored in the neurology. Now, if you have a series of events, say a lot of events of fear, they all get strung together like a string of pearls in the past, right? There's a string of a lot of events, all with different events, but all with the same emotion attached. It's called a gestalt. It's just a fancy word for a string of events that are related in some way. And in this case, we're talking about a string of events that are related by the common theme of fear. Now, the good news about a gestalt is if you can imagine traveling back in the past to the very first event of that emotional chain, of that emotional string of pearls, and if you can start to see that very first event in a different way, perhaps to get some positive, empowering learnings from that very first event. If you can do that, then what that allows you to do is let go of the emotion on that event. It's not that you're going to change the past. You're just going to change the way you think about the past. So it's just that you get some positive learnings from that event instead of only taking away the negative fear-inducing learnings which you've taken away at this point. Now the good news is when you get some empowering positive learnings around the very first event in the gestalt of fear, for instance, and you release the fear of that event, it's like pulling off one pearl on a string, the first pearl. You pull one off and they all just tumble straight off afterwards. So the good news is that CD2, the fear release process, is all about going back into the past and getting some powerful, empowering, positive learnings for yourself and for the future about that very first event. Now, just a word on the first event. Many, many people don't remember the first event. You don't have to remember it consciously for the process to work. That's good news, isn't it? So if you're sitting there going, oh, I can't remember what the very first event of fear was, don't worry, relax. You don't have to remember it. The good news is your unconscious mind has got it all stored away. So all you need to do is build rapport with your unconscious mind, trust your unconscious mind to take you on the journey, to do the process for you. After all, your unconscious mind has been beating your heart your whole life. It's been growing your hair your whole life. It's been storing your memories for you your whole life. Some of them are conscious, some of them are unconscious. But you know when you're walking along the street sometimes and a memory from the past just pops up and you go, whoa, I'd forgotten all about that. It's all there in your unconscious. So you don't have to remember the first event consciously in order for the process to work. All you have to do is just trust your unconscious mind to be the guide. Does that make sense? I know I'm asking you to maybe do some things that you may not have done before, but here's the good news. I've done this process with tens of thousands of people all around the world, and 80% of people can let go of all of their fear from the past in under 10 minutes. Isn't that incredible? Another 15%, perhaps even more like 18% of people will let go of all of the fear from their past in inside of 15 minutes. And then the remaining 2 to 5% will take as long as you give them. But I know you've got a vested interest in letting go of your fear because you want to become a great speaker. You want to be able to powerfully move forward and step forward in your life and create a difference in the world. You want to bring big profits into your business through using this tool. So I know you have a vested interest in it, so I know that you'll make sure that you're in the 95%, right? So it's a very quick process. Doesn't matter how big your fear is, it can still overcome it very, very quickly. I remember I had a fellow, his name was Duncan, a friend of mine in the UK. Well, he's now a friend of mine. He started out being a client, just like you. And I was looking for someone to demonstrate this process to in a class that I was teaching at one stage. And he raised his hand and said, I'm afraid of public speaking. And he was quite terrified, obviously. So anyway, he came up and he was my demonstration subject, and he was terrified. He hated being in front of the room, even though he wasn't. He had to say nothing really. He just had to be there. However, within 15 minutes, we had him laughing and singing along on stage, and entertaining everybody. So it can happen really quickly. All that it takes is your commitment to the process. So when you listen to CD2, it's best if you give yourself 35 minutes. It's around a 33-minute process. There's a few different elements to the process that you'll be involved in. Don't try and figure it out. Just trust your unconscious. If you get some pictures as you're going through the process, fantastic. If you get some sounds or some feelings as you're going through the process, fantastic. If it just makes sense that you're sitting there listening to a CD and that's all that's happening, fantastic. All of this happens unconsciously. Does that make sense? It happens unconsciously. So your conscious mind will be there. It will be listening in, you know, a bit like a chaperone on a date, right? Your conscious mind, so you will hear it. If you come out of the process afterwards and go, well, I don't think it worked because I heard everything. Well, that's okay. You are going to be in total control the whole time and your conscious mind will be listening in. So all you need to do is remember to trust your unconscious mind. Now, on that point, sometimes people freak out a little bit and they're like, what a fear release process. Is this like hypnosis or something? Well, here's a word on hypnosis. You could call it hypnosis if you like. I prefer to think of it as a guided meditation. It's just a guided meditation to help you to think in a more powerful way, to manage your emotions in a more powerful way. But the reason people get thingy about it is because they think hypnosis is something that it isn't really, you know. People think about hypnosis and they think of stage shows and people doing things that they don't want to do or what have you. The interesting thing about stage shows and hypnosis, that the hypnotist will take people through a series of different what are called suggestibility tests to make sure that they find the right person to do those crazy things like quack like a duck and bark like a dog or sing like Aretha Franklin. But everyone is in total control all the time. You know, in fact, in the States and in most legal systems, all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. You can't get away with a crime because you were hypnotized. So anyway, I'd prefer you to think about this as a guided meditation, because what you're going to experience is really just a profound state of relaxation. You'll notice that you are in control the entire time. And if at any stage you feel uncomfortable, you can just stop this process, open your eyes, stop the CD, take a walk, and it's all fixed, right? However, my invitation to you is just to be relaxed. Turn off your phone, take the phone off the hook, make yourself nice and relaxed, sit somewhere comfortably with your eyes closed and go through the process. You'll need about 35 minutes to do so. Now, the thing about the first CD, about the fear release process, is you should only need to do that once. For this particular problem, for the problem of fear of public speaking, you really ought to only need to do it once. It's kind of like, let's put it this way. You should only need to do that once, and then you've got CD 3, which is the confidence booster, the confidence visual rehearsal that I teach you. You do that one frequently. CD 3, the visual rehearsal, the confidence booster, that process I did and I still do to this day, I will spend between 10 and 20 minutes every time before I go on stage getting centered and focused and preparing myself mentally the way that I guide you to do in process 3, in CD 3. So it's important that you understand that that CD 2 really only needs to be done once. It's an unconscious process. Once you've let go of the fear from the past, it's gone. And then CD 3 is kind of, you know, that's the thing you do to get yourself focused and centered to deliver a great presentation every day. Now, it's kind of like going to the dentist, right? You go to the dentist and they clean all the plaque and the tartar off your teeth. Then what you do every day is you clean your teeth with the toothbrush. It's sort of the same thing, right? CD2 is the trip to the dentist. It's not as painful though, trust me, it's actually quite relaxing. And then CD3 is like cleaning your teeth. So that probably is enough in terms of pre-framing them. First thing that you want to do now then is make sure you may want to do it now, or you may want to do it tomorrow or the day after, but make sure you do it. Set aside 35 minutes to be able to totally relax and just allow your unconscious mind to take you on a journey as you listen to CD2. Some people will see pictures, some people will hear things, feel things, it will make sense. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you listen and you go through the process. That's all. If you fall asleep, it'll probably work anyway. However, I prefer that you be awake. So if you fall asleep, you might want to do it a second time whilst you stay awake. That's why I suggest that you sit up. Once you've released the fear using CD2, using the fear release process, then after that, every time before you go on stage, I encourage you to listen to CD3. You might even want to listen to CD3 every night before you go to bed, because it's very relaxing, great positive suggestions that will allow you to become the kind of person that I know you want to become. The kind of person who can influence with integrity. The kind of person who can involve an audience. The kind of person who can inspire an audience to take action. And the kind of person who is confident to invite an audience to take action that furthers their education, that makes their lives better, enhances them, solves problems for them. And the kind of person who's confident to ask for money for that kind of information. I know what you do for a living is powerful. I know that you have integrity in your business. If you don't, please don't listen to my CDs. If you intend to learn the tools that I teach in order to manipulate and coerce people into doing things and you don't have integrity, then I ask that you don't. For the most part, my clients, well, not for the most part, to the best of my knowledge, all of my clients have integrity in all of their dealings. All of my clients have great products that are really useful for people. All of my clients provide services that better human life in some way. If that being the case, I believe that it's our duty here at Secrets of Selling from Stage to empower you to be able to use your words in a powerful, inspirational, and transformational way to inspire people to take action in accordance with a grand vision that you hold for their future. That said, the first thing you've got to do is be confident in yourself. That's why we put this confidence pack together for you. This is especially designed for people who want to become speakers, especially designed for people who want to sell from a platform. This is especially designed for you. So please take a moment now, make yourself nice and cozy at home and listen to CD2. And then every night before you go to bed and every day before you do a presentation, listen to the confidence booster. Listen to your visual rehearsal. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks again for your investment in yourself. And please, if you have any feedback, I'd love to hear it. Send us an email on info@secretsofsellingfromstage.com. Thank you so much, guys. I look forward to hearing from you in the future. Bye.